From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Witnesses say police in Iran have turned away opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi from a cemetery in Tehran. Mousavi had joined hundreds of others there to mourn victims of the violence after last month's disputed election. The BBC's Martin Finard reports from the Iranian capital.
The reports say mourners at the cemetery in southern Tehran chanted Mr. Mousavi's name. He was forced to go back to his car by police after approaching the grave of a young woman, Neda Agha Sultan, whose death has become a symbol for the opposition campaign. Some people were arrested as the police and militia forces moved to break up the gathering. The authorities had refused permission for a public ceremony to commemorate those killed.
The BBC's Martin Vinard reporting from Tehran. Congressional Democrats are edging closer to getting the health care overhaul legislation through some critically important committees. The Senate Finance Committee is said to be closer to a compromise, and progress is reported in the House, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In the House, conservative Democrats, known as the Blue Dogs, have been in talks with party leaders and White House staff to try to find common ground on a health care bill. Arkansas's Mike Ross, a leader of the Blue Dogs, left the Speaker's office with a deal he said would lower costs, protect businesses and rural hospitals, and do another important thing.
We have ensured that members of Congress, the American people, have the entire month of August to read the bill and visit with their constituents before taking a vote on the House floor.
Blue Dogs were worried that the health care debate was moving too fast. Many House Democrats have pledged to spend August holding town hall meetings and talking to constituents about the plan. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama will try to put behind him the political fallout from his comment that police acted stupidly when Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. and the white policeman who arrested him, Sergeant James Crowley, show up at the White House this evening. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is hoping to send a message of unity.
I think the picture alone will communicate that despite the incident, despite what happened, despite what was said after that, we can still sit down and discuss.
The three will discuss what happened over a beer to be served at a picnic table near the Oval Office. Crowley arrested Gates at his home after responding to a call about a possible break-in. The charges were later dropped. The government says a number of newly laid off workers filing jobless claims for the first time rose last week. The number of new claims rose by 25,000 to a seasonally adjusted 584,000. A Labor Department official says the trending claims is now back to where it would have been if not for distortions caused by the timing of auto plant shutdowns. From Washington, this is NPR News. A settlement does not appear imminent in the U.S. government's attempt to obtain names of some 52,000 suspected tax dodgers with accounts at Swiss banking giant UBS. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Lantzman has more.
In a Miami federal courtroom yesterday, both sides said they would keep trying to work out an agreement before full-scale hearings begin next week. While attorneys for UBS say they are close to a deal, Justice Department lawyers say they're not. U.S. District Judge Alan S. Gold told attorneys he would set one more status hearing for tomorrow. If there's no deal by then, he'll go forward with what amounts to a mini-trial in the case on Monday. The Swiss and UBS officials insist they can't turn over those suspected names without violating Switzerland's bank secrecy laws. Swiss officials may testify next week, and the country's foreign minister is set to discuss the case tomorrow with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Security forces in northern Nigeria have been battling the remnants of an Islamic sect that's been behind unrest this week that has claimed dozens of lives. Nigerian troops shelled the group's compound and then shot their way into a mosque today. Soldiers are now said to be conducting a house-to-house manhunt for remaining members of the sect. This week's violence erupted after sect members were arrested Sunday on suspicion of planning an attack on a police station. They then attacked churches, prisons, and government buildings spread across several states in northern Nigeria. There has been an explosion outside a police barracks on the resort island of Mallorca. A Spanish newspaper is reporting that two civil guard officers have been killed and several people injured. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.